Good evening, everybody. This is the Water Songline Teleconference, listening to our Mother Water, the Path of Purification. Thank you so much for being right here right now. And those of you who are going to be listening to this call in the future, thank you. We've been having some really wonderful conversations with the members of the Water Songline, and also with those of you who've come to participate in the circle, prayers for the waters, and stories, and dreams, and visions, and direct action for the waters. So I'm really grateful that we're all here. And tonight, our overarching topic is water as a giveaway, the sacred reciprocity. Give and take, and the beautiful way that water offers herself back to us when we offer to her. And tonight we have a number of us from the Water Songline present. Two people in particular, Liz Addison and Cynthia Sterling, will be leading us, and then Omile Yeyeoshun and Olu and Bob Boyle and Imani and myself, Anne Rosenkrantz, we are also here and we'll be weaving in and out with all of you. So I want to again welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for bringing your whole selves here. And I'm going to pass it over to our dear sister, Liz Addison. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Welcome, my beloved people. It is such an honor to be in circle with you. And I am happy to start this evening's song and messages with the Ah chant. The Ah chant is a primary sound to the human family. Mama, Papa, Gaia, Guanyin, Akana, Wakantanka, Ofunga, Amitabha Buddha, Amma, Shekhina, Atma, Jah, Da, Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, Adonai, Brahma, Alleluia, Amen, Ashe Aho, Namaste. So as we speak and state the Ah chant together, I'm just going to say three Ahs, and I invite you to say an awe with me afterwards. And as you do, please simply allow the light of the divine to pour down into the cranium, into the crown, and saturate your entire being into the belly and down into the earth of the mother. Also to offer this Yaki song, which I learned from my brother, Sunny. It's a song for the family. We are all assembled as a family here with all our relations, all our nations. And if you'd like to sing with me, I'll just create a little space so you can do that afterwards.
Sewa, sewa, yo. Sewa, sewa, yo, eh. Sewa, sewa, yo. Sewa, sewa, yo, hey. Sewa, sewa, yo.
Our sacred offering of thanks to raise our voices. And blessed be. Welcome, everyone.
Blessings be.
Thank you, Liz. That was really beautiful. I was trying to open everybody's mic so we could all sing "Ah" together. But maybe towards the end, we've done this before. We can just give. I'll give Maureen, our beautiful communications coordinator here at the dashboard, some notice, and we'll all sing "Ah" together before we break out into the session. So just remind me of that, and we'll make it happen.
Yay. Okay, good. Let's do it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And Liz, you just, and Cynthia, you just guide us, you know, with how you're visioning how you want this evening to flow.
Well, I wanted to talk for a little bit about. And ask some questions and have some discussion with myself on what do people do to help purify water? What do we do personally? And I have been working with purifying water for a long time when I look back. I worked with Sandra Ingerman in the late 1990s and worked with her while she was writing her book, Medicine for the Earth, and we did amazing experiments, scientific experiments with water. We took a pollutant that's general in water, ammonium hydroxide, and we put it in a mixed it with in a bowl of water and put it on the altar and did ceremony around that polluted water. And we measured it with litmus paper and got the pH of the water and did a lengthy ceremony with people praying for the water. And at the end of the time, when we were through with our ceremony and everybody had found many things over the water, we measured the pH of the water again. And it would go from an 11 or a 10 or 11 down to 8, and it was just amazing to see the pH change like a whole point and a half. And for me, the first time I did this with people out without Sandra, I really felt well, I was towing the line. You either sink or swim. You believe or not believe. And became a believer of the power that we all have when we pray over water. It's amazing. So I was thinking of other things that people did besides pray over water. I have a sister who has, she's a lawyer, and she has a master's degree in water adjudication. And I was with her when she was recently working for the state of Mexico on a team that took care of the water rights of the Rio Grande. And so there's water adjudication on a practical level. What an amazing thing to do. And she worked in Dundee on an international level. We don't have international water laws that protect water from pollution. And that's something that needs to happen. I worked with a Shoshone man in Tacopa, where there are hot springs, at a center called Puhaba, which means doctor water, and Corbin did healing with water and brought and did his medicine to heal people using the healing waters of the spring. This is an ancient way of purifying, allowing water to purify us. And we have all kinds of water ceremonies out there. Baptisms, Native American church has a water drum. If you think about it, take a minute. What kind of water ceremonies are out there? And do we thank our water? This is something that Carbon told me. He was raised by his grandmother. And his grandmother, when she washed the clothes, she would take a dipper full of that water and pour it on the ground to give thanks for the water that would be cleaning their clothes. How many people are that committed to pray for water now, where every day, every mouthful of water they drink, they give thanks for? So what I'd like to do now is go on a short drum journey to a local body of water and have each one of you journey with the drum with me. We'll try this out. And I will speak with the drum and tell you what I'm doing. So many of you report on Facebook about your local water, where the rivers were, where the ponds. And I'd like each of you to go to a local in your minds. Envision the local water place where you could go to meet the spirit of that water and ask that water what you can do to help with the water. And ask the water spirit what you can learn more about the local water. So I will start drumming, and I want you to vision that, or visualize or that water where you're going. Really take a walk to that water and sit down beside that water. And then dive into the water. As you go down into the water, look for the spirit of the water and have the intention to meet that spirit and ask the questions that you want to know on that water. What can you do to help? What can you learn about the spirit of water? What does the spirit of water do there? And when you've spent some time with that water, and it'll be 2 or 3 minutes, then I will change my drumming. So I'll start drumming like this. And then I will do some callback beats, which will be like this. And then I'll do rapid drumming. And during the rapid drumming, I'd like you to say thank you to the water spirit and then wend your way back and go back on your journey, like rewinding a film, playing it backwards. Take yourself all the way back to where you started. And if you want to write this down afterwards, that would be a good thing to do. This is not something that you feel that you want to do. While I'm drumming, you could dance or sound or do movement if that's the way you feel. Pray with the water. All right? So now I'll begin. Let's start walking. Walk down to that water which is near you and go to that favorite water place that you might have. Are there rocks on the edge of the water or grasses? Is there sand? Is there mud? Is it a big body of water? Or maybe just a stream, a little brook, a trickle of water? It's your favorite water place near you. And sit down beside the water. Feel comfortable sitting in the water. Allow your body to settle into the Now put a toe into the water. Step down into the water. And dive in. You feel like diving? Dive right down into the water. Feel like just walking in? Then just keep walking down in the water. And ask, is there a water spirit out there who would like to come meet me and talk to me? And then ask the water spirit, any question that you'd like to ask the water spirit? What can I do to help you with what you do for the water? goodbye to the water spirit. Tell the water spirit thank you. Thank them for their special knowledge. Ask the water spirit if you can go back and meet with that water spirit again. And thank the water spirit again. And say goodbye. And retrace your journey. So, hello again. And I hope you'll be able to share with each other your experiences of this journey in the breakout time. And I'll be interested to drop different groups if I can and see how it went for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Most welcome.
This is Liz speaking. And I'm happy I got to meet this very fierce grandmother ocean spirit. Water spirit. Why was she strong? And so for my next part, though, I would like to just take a breath and allow our experience with the water spirits to sink in.
I go and sit beside a stream near the River Forn in the north of Scotland. It's a place that I used to go to sit on a rock next to this little stream. It was next to a boulder, so, and the river down below. And with that water, it's a place where I used to play my flute.
I would imagine her voice would play and sing with your flute.
Yeah, we'll have to play flute and sing together in March in Washington.
That sounds good. I would like to speak to each of us in this circle as a wise seed scatterer. Each of you is a wise seed scatterer. We come together to listen to our Mother Earth, our Mother Waters, our Sister Wind and Father Sun, without which we would not be. And we ask those spirits to guide us so we may purify our world. I love seeds. And today I wish to plant a seed that, like the sacred tree, has its roots in the ground and crowned in the sky. A seed that is like a change of consciousness in the human family that allows for a new way. In preparing for today's call, I came upon an Arab proverb yesterday. It was really weird. Never heard of an Arab proverb before. It says, a single pomegranate seed suffices to reconstruct a ruined world. May each of us, with the waters of our creativity, plant thoughts in the ground of our being and use our voices of wisdom to serve our friends, families, communities, and the Earth Mother herself. May we offer the gifts we have received through grace in a form of sacred reciprocity. For many of us, it's with the ceremony that of the kind we've just completed. Prayers, ceremony, song, and dance. Many of us understand these ways. And it's also through sustainability, creativity, art, healing, teaching, business, science, politics, parenting, writing, more and more, so many petals on the flower of our creativity to heal and purify our world. So in the spirit of sacred reciprocity, I encourage us to honor our collective gifts and the talents that we've been given, whatever that special medicine is, and activate it in the world using our voices and bodies. In this way, we support and encourage the wisdom of others around the world who are in their own way working to purify the world. I recently learned of a female physicist who has made a membrane which can be used 60 times, costs pennies to make, and can clean 99.9% of the bacteria in the water to make it potable. This means that water from the Nile, the Ganges, and the Amazon can be imbibed. This kind of technology, which very likely came through prayer and hard work, can purify water. Then perhaps the existing dikes and dams can serve to purify water in the great rivers and lakes before they're dismantled. Maybe the heavy metals that one of the women spoke about that are in the Great Lakes could be purified from the waters. We need all of the creative ways, from ceremony to art to science, to purify our world. So in the second part of what I'd like to do with our gathering today in the process is I would like to take that light that we have received and draw a thread from our heart. Each of us is a light being and a light worker, and extend it to the heart of another light being and light worker, including the plants and animals, including people of all nations, including science, including technology, including prayer, including music, including all the beings that bring their sacred medicine to the world in order to purify and sustain the human family and all the beings of Mother Earth. I have a little song, it's very simple, that we can do to create this web to connect one another and hold the earth within it, this web of light. And in so doing, we can support and encourage and give strength to all of our sisters and brothers around the world who are doing whatever they can with the sacred gifts that they have received in the spirit of sacred reciprocity to purify the world. So it's really fun. You can actually do it if you want to stand up. I don't know. Some people like to sit. Some people like to stand. I like to stand and move around. But if you consider that you're weaving, and so the right hand is kind of making a serpentine or a wave-like form, because sometimes the web of light gets holes in it. And so we're simply going to stitch the holes closed and make that weave tight and strong so that all nations are supporting all nations and all medicines are supporting all medicines. And so we just weave the web of light where it needs to be stitched. So we draw up with that shape as if we have a needle and thread, and then we draw it down. And so we're creating a sacred tradition, a sacred weave. And you can follow after me. It's really simple. It's simply we're weaving, we're weaving, we're weaving the web. We're weaving, we're weaving, we're weaving the web. And as you do that, you're sensing the light from your heart to every light being in the world that you can fathom, and encouraging them to bring their medicine forth. Like this phenomenal woman I learned about, who's purifying waters that people can drink out of the Ganges, out of the sewer even. And with these prayers, placing tainted water on an altar and purifying it. I honor these sisters in the way they are purifying the waters. So I'm going to just do a little rattle to get a rhythm. Just feel your belly maybe move with the rhythm and your feet. We're weaving. We sing it after me. We're weaving the web. I'm going to sing it twice. Okay, so I'll go my turn, all right? So it sounds like it's my turn. We're weaving. Your turn. We're weaving. My turn. We're weaving the web. We're weaving the web. We're weaving. We're weaving. We're weaving the web. We're weaving the web. Mother Water, hear our prayer. We're weaving the web of life. Your turn. One more time. We're weaving the web. We're weaving. We're weaving the web. We're weaving. Mother Water, hear our prayer. We're weaving the web of life. Again, we're weaving, we're weaving, we're weaving the web, we're weaving. Mother Water, hear our prayer. We're weaving the web of life. Mother Water, hear our prayer. We're weaving the web of life. One more time. We're weaving. We're weaving. We're weaving the web. We're weaving. Mother Water, hear our prayer. We're weaving the web of life. Mother Water, hear our prayer. We're weaving the web of life. Yes, sir. Thank you. I so wish I could have heard you all singing. I mean, I hope someone was singing. Could hear a teeny bit. Was that you, Omi?
I think again, hi, this is Liz, this is Anne. Again, I think we need to ask Marcin to open up everybody's mic. But what I know around these calls is that there's a delay with some.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You can do the toning, but to do something rhythmic is kind of
fun. It's crazy making. Talk about rhythm.
Right.
Rhythm in the world,
yeah.
But, thank you.
It's something that people will be able to bring home with them, and that's good.
Yeah, thank you all. Yeah, I feel close to everyone on the call, and thank you. I can feel the thread of light when my heart touches yours. It is so. So, Cynthia, do you have anything to add?
Just that feeling, that beautiful web of light, and we all have light within us. That light needs to shine. It needs to shine for us. It's important we keep that light pure as we keep water pure. I was remembering Dr. Emoto. He passed on just a few weeks ago, and he certainly was a great light for water, showing all those beautiful healing crystals. And we each are crystalline inside of that. We need to mind our light. So these webs of light are what world. Something else I wanted to mention. You mentioned seeds. Everyone that grows a garden knows we need to add seeds to make them grow. And I've had a wonderful experience this year. Last year in December, a woman, Diana Henry, who grows. I met her in with the 13 indigenous 2 years ago, and her sacred corn is really special. I met with her, and she gave me corn. So this year, I've planted the sacred corn that was supposed to have been here on Earth before man. Was here provided by the Creator to feed man, take fresh man when man died. And of course, water was here before man. So we need to take care of what nourishes us. It's an important thing. If you want to find, when you have a chance, this, which is thousands of years old, many, many thousands of years old, it throws all kinds of varieties of different plants of corn itself. So each plant of corn had different corn on it, different colors. This book, this is Rainbow Popcorn, but it came up, and it has been giving us something that was named about 3 years ago as gem corn. color gems of corn. Glass gem. So look up glass gem corn online. And you'll see miracle corn that is coming, that has a mission to a great part in purifying, bringing back original intent. It's been exciting to grow the corn. And
it's gorgeous. When we were talking yesterday, I Googled it, and I've never seen such colors. It's like iridescent pinks and purples and reds and greens and blues and yellow and maroon. I've never seen such corn before. It's gorgeous. It looks like glass. You can kind of see through it.
And some of it can be very opaque, too, so that we have all kinds. In my ears of corn, one ear stood out to me as being very different, and I looked it up, and it looks exactly like an Anasazi oracle. It's a surprise when you open the corn, because you don't know what you're going to get. Each ear of corn is different. Package. I feel like a little child.
And is that, Cynthia, is that corn more nutritious than other corn?
Yes, it's supposed to have all kinds of enzymes and attributes and vitamins and things it doesn't have anymore. We've been losing them. And this corn has appeared to bring us back. Diana Henry has a website. It's called Wisdom of Corn. And she's written a very Wisdom of Corn. I first met her through the Indigenous grandmothers. I don't know if there are other gardens out
there. There's an organization that's been propagating ancient seeds for a few decades. It's called the Coosa Seed Society. And they have been propagating, as with the glass corn, they've been propagating folk grains. And so they're more highly nutritious than, so like the wheats and the rices and the old grains are more nutritious than what are propagated in our monocultures now. And so it's heartening to know that some of these strains are coming back to nourish us.
They're really quite miraculous. When I visited Diana, she has a corn temple, and she has about 500 varieties of all the different tribal Pawnee, ancient. It has husks on each kernel, call it. And she let me hold it from Narragansett corn to the Thanksgiving one, because this is the corn that we shared with the people of the Plymouth. I felt very blessed to have this ancient corn, you know, whole ear in my hands, and to see it, and it was
what I love about the corn that you introduced me to is the tremendous variety.
the tremendous variety that truly is found in nature, and it's thriving in this corn. All the colors, all the sizes, all the shapes, and each corn is completely different. It doesn't look like just perfect rows of yellow corn. Every shape, every row, completely unique from one corn cob to the other.
And that's like all of
us. Just like all of us.
If we're like those seeds, and we're getting pure food and pure water, think what miracles we can be.
Now think of all the gifts that we have to offer. Beautiful thing, Cynthia.
Every one of you out there, many beautiful things. I'll thank each one of you who you are.
As do I.
There are songline women out there on this call. Do any of you want to speak?
Or men, we have two water songline men on our call here also.
That's right. We have Bob.
Bob and Olu, anyone in the mood to speak?
This is Imani.
Hey,
I would be. Hey. So I have been doing a lot of work with seeds, and your sharing brought forward a song that we all probably have heard in our lives, but I've changed some of the words around, so I'm going to start there. It's a gift to be simple, and a gift to be free. It's a gift that takes some responsibility. And when we find ourselves in a place just right, may we sit by the waters with love and delight. And when a true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will rise up again. To turn, it will be our delight. For in turning and turning, we bring things round right. Oh, it's a gift to be simple, and a gift to be free. It's a gift of sacred reciprocity. And as we find ourselves in a place just right, we will be in the valley of love and delight. Give thanks for the opportunity to be here together in this time and in this place. Thanks for my home place, my home waters in Swannanoa, North Carolina. Thank you for the journeys. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for the answers. Thank you for the time to sit together and to come into our place of stillness and sacred reciprocity where we can find that power and that passion and that presence within ourselves to take those walks in the woods and to sit by the waters in our journey time and in our mundane time. I think that when I think about sacred reciprocity and I think about the waters and I think about what I as a simple human being can do, what I try to do is every time I am close to a body of water, go there and say thank you. Maybe leave a little cornmeal or tobacco or burn some cedar or some Palo Santo and to offer a song to support the frequency, the freedom of the water so that she can return to those places of pristine beauty. And I feel that each time I do that, there's a little bit more pristine beauty that is reflected back in me. And so as I think about sacred reciprocity and caring for this piece of land that I'm caring for and caring for the waters on that land and the waters in myself and the waters around the world, I just think about the frequency. And I think about songs like Simple Gifts and changing the words in a way that speaks of my heart. And so I just want to encourage all of us in our own ways to, whether we're in our cars or we're walking or we're in the woods or we're in the city, that just every time we see those places where the water's flowing, just to remember to say thank you.
Blessed be.
Thank you, Imani.
Oh, thank you so much, Imani. I love that hymn. I love that song. I've turned and turn again until we can.
Aho, this is Olu.
Right, thank you, Olu.
Hi, Olu.
So, thank you for your sharing. I have to say that I feel personally inadequate in this lifetime, in this moment, as I contemplate sacred reciprocity. Because, am I echoing?
All right, yeah. Sounds good over here.
Okay. Because there's so much that we have forgotten. You know, my spirit remembers a time when whenever we took from the land, we gave something back. We never thought that it was not needed. It just was automatic. You take from the land a living animal for your food, you would give something back. You'd take a tree down, you'd ask the tree, can I take you? And you'd leave something in the forest, you would plant another tree or something was returned to the source. We've forgotten the way. And I feel inadequate as a person, a human being in this time because those ways were not taught to me. It was not part of my upbringing. And it wasn't until I met some Native Americans in this country that I was given the insight of what sacred reciprocity is about. I lived probably 45 years not knowing about this thing. And I feel inadequate because really, this is a teaching, this is a way of life that is missing. And it is actually so important to complete the circle. And we look at the waste, we look at the, you know, how we tear up Mother Nature and leave her a wasteland, walk away as if it means nothing. I can't really even fathom how you really thank Mother Waters for the love, compassion, nourishment that she gives us every day. I don't even know how to thank her. But as Imani said, we should still do this in every way and every moment we can. But I'm lifting this up from a spiritual, ancestral place, saying that I'm completely inadequate, yet I give all my love and all my consideration to those who have given before me and that which we have taken and not returned. And I pray, my prayer is that we actually learn the ways again, that we become one with the way, and we start giving back to each and every being, animal, life form, element, elemental, spirit that has given to us and allow us to be who we are and what we are today. Ashe.
Thank you,
Olu.
So tomorrow morning when you all wake up and brush your teeth, you have to go and thank that water.
Truly, as the if we were to think of the water, the earth, the fire of the sun, and the air as our parents, there may be a different way of being in our world. And those teachings, we are most likely trying to rekindle and bring back. It seems we can only do it in our own individual ways, right? And so each of us giving thanks and raising our voices is a start.
I had this thought the other day. In appreciating water, how do we appreciate water? We can only appreciate our own physical bodies. We have five senses. So, do we listen to the water? Do we really see water? How do we feel the water? Feel about it? And touch it? What does our bath water feel like? What does that pond feel like? What does the rain feel like? Can we smell the water? Do we stop during and appreciate the water. With all five.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Liz and Imani and Olu. And I'm wondering if anyone else from the Water Songline wants to share. Perhaps we could open the mics also to the people on the call here, the circle of people that are here listening. It's all in the circle of reciprocity and listening and making offerings. So I see, Omi, are you, you're lit up? Did you want to share something?
Wait. I think I'd like to maybe hear some of the questions. I enjoyed all the offerings and it felt very thorough. I think Olu said he would like to say something.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is about Mother Earth and its existence. This is going to be short. Essentially, the message is coming in that I had to share this. So Mother Earth is in pain. Mother Earth is crying. Our mother has been wounded beyond imagination, beyond what we personally and individually and collectively perceive. And it's going in a spiral, a downward spiral, because of the lack of love, compassion, honor, and reciprocity. And it's not just the physical planet. It's the Native Americans have been treated very badly and very poorly. All those peoples, I use that example. There's example after example after example of mistreatment. And we have a lot of work to do. And it's in this area of sacred reciprocity that we can recover, at least showing the love and compassion again. And this was something that I was told, is that this is what we must do, is show the love and compassion. And the reciprocity talks about how much have we taken is how much we need to return. We need to refill the coffers of the mother's womb. Ashe.
Oh.
Anne?
Yeah.
Actually, I think there is something I'd like to add, because I know we've spoken about sacred reciprocity, and I was really absorbing all the songs and the lessons. And one of the things is that we can talk about sacred reciprocity, but putting it into practice in real life. So in terms of our service, there are many healers, including myself, who financially struggle. And so when we're working, a lot of times the question becomes a matter of, should we charge for this work or should we not? And there's a lot of questions around that. And there's a lot of questions around, why do I feel like I'm in poverty? And so I believe that a large part of our journey challenges us, challenges that part of ourselves and our ability to give and believe in the abundance of the mother. That it is true that I've seen it for myself, even with how this seminar went, and I've seen it in other aspects of my life, that when we move beyond the fear and we give freely, then Mama will give many, many, many things back. And sometimes the mother puts us in poverty to challenge our ability to still be compassionate, no matter what. And I think she puts us in this position because the world itself is in a state where compassion is diminished. So she wants us, her children, who are the healers, the sharers, and the teachers, and the water bearers, and the earth holders, to understand what it is to be in a severe state, or sometimes poverty, and still come from a place of compassion. If we can do that, then others can do that. There's a story in the Ifa tradition of West Africa, from the sacred oracle texts, where Orimila, the god of wisdom, who's actually the oracle himself, he's doing his work in the world, and he's doing a lot of sacred work, and he's walking in a sacred manner, but he's in poverty. And all the other Orisha and holy ones are actually in a lot of wealth. And he's walking, and in the story, he's constantly walking, journeying through various villages, helping people. And the other Orisha are laughing at him and saying, "Look at you. Why don't you lie a little bit? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And you'll be much wealthier." And so he became a laughing stock of the Orisha, the beings of light. But yet he continued walking in the sacred way, and he kept on giving. And at the end of the story, he is the one that God gave all the wealth to. But he had that journey to walk, that journey of compassion and giving, compassion and giving. Eventually he received back. And I think so. I think in reality a lot of us are facing that walk. And I know that's true even for my own personal journey. Many things that I do, you know, you give. Sometimes you charge, but many times you give. But I think definitely we do get back in return, and we become the lamps, the lights, to show other people, even in the severest of circumstances, how to give in a state of total compassion. Because that's what all the stories with the mother waters, as mother water and earth in her different manifestations, she gives even when people have forgotten her. And she gives without asking for anything back in return. And in her giving, she saves the world in many of the stories. And so this is something I felt moved to share. So thank you for that, and thank you to Liz and Cynthia and everyone for the beautiful, and Imani for the beautiful teachings and ceremony that you gave and shared and held with everyone. Ashe, aho, namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, Omi. Thank you, everybody. Something I wanted to kind of add to this conversation is when we plant our corn with a song, we're giving to the corn with a song, and the giving actually nurtures us. The corn immediately nurtures us as we give to it. So there's really no separation between giving and receiving. When we approach the water with a song, when we offer food to our child with our breath. There's no depletion. We're so nourished, and then our milk continues to flow. And there's no separation between the giving and the receiving when we're giving from the place of the mother, from the place of love, from the place of spirit. When we offer ourselves to the invisible realms, to those spirits, we offer to them, and then they offer to us so that we can then again make the offerings to people who might be needing more than us. And in the same way we offer to the mother, we listen to the waters, and she in turn listens to us and gives back to us. And it's actually a cycle, a cycle of life that is giving and receiving continually and constantly. And that, as I understand it, is belonging, is connecting, is the sacred reciprocity. It never ends. It's an in-breath and an out-breath, all the same flow in and out. And that is what we need to renew. But we aren't separate. It's not gone. It's not. It's here right for us through the planting of the corn, through the songs to the water, through the dances, through the love, through the offering and the beauty of this water song line, how we've been opening up the waterways to these prayers, and then more prayers come back. And even though, you know, there's some folks that say, oh, it's just prayer, but in fact, you know, the prayer, the consciousness, is the seed of all of our actions. And what I saw with this water song line teller seminar is that we put a cap on it, we put a price on it, $210, and then when we got the inspiration to take that cap off of the, take that price off, we went from having two registrations to now having 230 something people on, sharing the prayers, opening the waterways, offering their reciprocity. This is the abundance that we're seeking. And then in fact, somebody actually gave more than 210. They gave $333. And so we actually took the lid off. And this, I feel, is the heart of the of what we all are seeking to open, is to take the lid off of this spiritual materialism where we're asking for a material equivalency for things, as opposed to knowing that whatever we have to offer, if we can, we will, and we do, and that in turn nourishes us. So that's what I'm feeling at the moment. To add to this flow of the waters, of the discussion, of the planting of our corn. And it's easy to get cornered into the feeling of the fear and the scarcity and the not enough and the direction that things are going. But right here, right now, as each of one of us have been speaking to, we have an opportunity to just take the lid off and open our hearts and open that flow and open that prayer. So that's what I wanted to share with everybody.
Thank you, Jen.
Ashe.
Ashe. Thank you.
Thank you, Imani. That's Imani's beautiful hong. The stone lines don't do a lot of justice to it, but it's very beautiful. Thank you, Imani.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and Liz, I saw that you wanted to speak, and yeah, thank you.
You want me to speak?
Oh, I thought you had your hand up.
No, did I?
I didn't mean to. I could be stressing.
Well, what I'm aware of is that we have, it's almost 7:30, but a little bit more time before we go into breakout sessions. And usually on these calls, we open it up to the larger group to share. And maybe we can do that in the next 5 or so minutes and then do our collective awe. So how do we feel about that? Let's open it up to any of the participants who may want to add to this conversation. All right, I see that Anne, you have your hand up, Anne Holmes.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
We sure can, yeah, thank you.
So I just want to say I am really very deeply moved and have an incredible amount of gratitude. I'm first grateful to my friend Ann Rhoda, who forwarded me the information about this call. I didn't know that there's other people doing water blessings, so this has been really, really incredible for me, and I'm so thankful for all of your wisdom and all of your love in the council and everybody on this call. I often feel, I guess I was, I've just been moved so much on so many levels, but I have been doing this work as a secondary thing for many years and called to heal the groundwater. And I am a water resources engineer, so I have often felt like I didn't have enough time to really spend time with spirit. And so I have been giving, you know, thanks to the water that I use and doing my meditations and doing my blessings. And it also, as far as giving back, one thing I guess that as I've always tried to do is as I take care of myself, then I'm making choices that are also good for the earth and good for the water. You know, if I'm eating clean, then it's good for me and it's good for Mother Earth. Sometimes it can just be our daily choices that honor, respect, and give back to, you know, the infinite, really, abundance of Mother Earth. And also just for me now to know that as I am praying, as I'm doing what I call meditations with Gaia, there's all of you also doing it, and so that web and the fabric of light and love that we wove tonight, you know, is ongoing all the time. So as we're doing our work, it is empowered by all the work of the others that are also offering that work and purpose. And I also just have to say I'm so grateful for the conversation about changing the pH. And I am really here to, in this time and this space, to make a material restoration to the groundwater in a measurable way. So I'm really in awe with that, the work that that you described, that you've done. So thank you so much. Thank you to all of you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Anne. We have time for maybe another somebody else who might want to contribute, somebody else who's on the call. Somebody wants to have their, if you press 1, we'll know that you would like to speak. All right. Well, what we could do, I want to thank everybody for being on the call. And before we go into our breakout session, let's open all of our mics. And Liz, do you want to guide us in a collective awe?
Oh,
now we've got a few minutes before we'll break out into small groups, and let's, Marjean, if we could open up everybody's mic and then we could hear each other.
Yes, and don't worry about the rhythm, we can just be in a state of awe.
There you go. So Liz, you can guide us with this in this closing, and then
I guess I'll just go first, and then you just, you know, call and respond, sir, and we'll just keep going around in a circle.
Everybody. All right. So thank you, everybody. And those who want to stay on to go into breakout sessions and communicate more with one another, and then those of us in the Water Song line can travel and join your conversations. What I'd like to suggest is you stay on the line and we'll break you into small groups. And please introduce yourselves to one another In the meantime, those of us in the water song line will be sent by our beautiful Marcin to the different groups. So thank you again for this beautiful time together. And again, those who want to stay on and communicate with one another, please do that. And we will join you in just a moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you.